white men.
God damn, you're so hot. Wowza. Actually, do listen to rap a little.
I voted for Obama.
I wasn't old enough to vote, but if I would have been, I would have voted for him.
I've never dated a black girl before.
I took her to the island. Lil shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island. You told me I'd be wildin'. Cause he always got me smiling. I can't stop. Yeah, he always got me smiling. I won't stop.
You just gave me PTSD. Because in high school, oh my god. This guy, I had a crush on him a little bit, but like nothing crazy. I didn't do anything crazy.
God, this is so embarrassing. I don't even want to say it.
Say it. He was...
Hello.
Say it. But he was like, we were just talking, and you know how guys just segue when they're like being hornballs? He was like, I've never seen black boobs before. And I said, oh.
Use Google.
I said, oh, okay. Like, what the fuck?
Websites exist. What?
I'm telling you, that was a real conversation, and I'm still taken aback by it to this day because, like, excuse me?
I've never seen black boobs before. It's a new one. Didn't work. Did not work.
Didn't work.
Didn't work. Try again.
Try a different line. Yeah, but what goes through a man's mind that makes them want to think that, like, oh, yeah. I've never dated a black girl.
You're
not like other girls.
Yeah, it's literally like you're not like other girls. You're different. Or the all-time classic.
Like, excuse me, that's
you're
so rude.
Pretty for a black girl.
Dude.
Yeah. That makes them go crazy. They're like, you're special.
This one's gonna hit.
Yeah, she's gonna think she's so special.
Look at it. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up. How about that one?
You know what? Actually, I forgot what I was gonna say. What were we talking about?
Wowza, hard eye energy. What did Adam Levine get exposed for saying in his little screenshots?
Oh fuck.
Yeah. What did he say?
He said that. He did say that though. Now that you think about it,
they really are like they really do be complimenting people.
No, I don't like, there's just like, sometimes compliments really is the fastest, thank you for thinking that I'm pretty, but sometimes this is the fastest icks I ever get. I'm like, this doesn't do it for me. You know, that's one thing I do like about like the last date I went on, because he went like, oh, you look really nice. But you know, sometimes when I'm with guys that like, that's all they talk about is like, you're so pretty. Mm-hmm. You're so pretty. I'm like, could you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to tell a joke.
I'm trying to make you laugh, baby girl. Trying to make you laugh. I missed the punchline. Let me start over. Okay, so, Adam Levine. Holy fuck. Holy fucking fuck. That body of yours is absurd. How are you at such an hourglass? My God. Seriously, fuck me. I may need to see the booty.
You're joking.
They do be like that, though.
No, just like that text I got this morning. Oh my god.
Okay, why didn't me and Randy get like the same text message from two guys?
Twice! The same day, both times!
We're convinced they know each other and they must just be like sitting on like a patio or something.
Literally, when she said, I was like, what's his name? Because this is your thing.
Today I was like, this person had messaged me. Yeah. So he messaged me and I was like, what? You say this? And then we were on FaceTime and she was like, what's this guy's name?
Because I just got the same message.
And I was like, that's crazy. Imagine him going through his roster.
Yeah. So I was like, this is actually insane.
So consider, like, imagine how we felt when we found out
we're not the same guys.
Because it would have made sense if they were the
same guy. Different guys, both days. And these are like a month apart.
What is...
Yeah.
That's felt yeah. like it was like a week and then like a couple
no,
days later.
No, it's like we
it's
got
like a month apart.
We got the same message from them, like a thirst message from them separately. They don't know us,
there's
they don't
no
know
way.
Each other, like last month, maybe 2 months ago. Those
yeah.
two. And then today? Hello?
Yeah, that was so crazy.
What's going on? They're on demon time.
And at least they're givers though, because like
are they? It could have been half-assed. It's given boring. It's given no pleasure. It's
yeah.
giving
Yeah.
It's giving is not fun for anybody involved.
Yeah.
But anyways, hi, I'm Jordan.
And it's Randy.
And welcome to the Pulled You for a Trap podcast for the hopeless romantics.
And the hopeless.
And for all you lover boys and lover girls out there, this is the Love Island edition.
Cue intro music.
Everybody dance now.
Okay, so let's just jump right into this.
You take the lead this week. And what a week it was on Love Island. Like, once again, I just want to pause. We haven't even started. But I just want to pause and give production their flowers. Because, wow. Week
Honestly,
two.
Honestly, I've never Love Island or had a Love Island season Love Island this hard.
It's great. Like, I feel like the storylines and the drama we're getting, it's like post Casa Amor level
it
drama.
It is. So I'm so excited for Casa, which we're predicting is going to be in like
Carnage
next week.
Yeah.
Because, baby, there hasn't even been drama for real that should have been like exploding like this. And now after Casa, it's got to be like.
Every episode has
on 10.
Like. My heart rate's gone up, like my blood pressure's raised.
The amount of audio messages sent between us, I'm sure AT&T is concerned.
My jaw has dropped, like every episode has not missed. Like there's not been one filler episode, one. And there usually is always a few by this point in time.
It's like boring.
Mm-hmm. Like we're like,
nothing much happened.
This could have been an email episode. Of, like,
yeah.
Didn't need this, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, not this time. So, okay. This week, so last week you left off with like the teaser of the bombshells coming in. So this week we see the bombshells actually coming in, Andrea and Nicole, and
bad bitches.
Bombshells are bombshelling.
Yeah, like, because you know, there's sometimes bombshells and it's like, mm-hmm. like you didn't really do it for me, but I'm sure for somebody. But like, the bombshells this year have been like.
Well, and what's crazy is they entered in on the, I wonder, okay, so they entered on, like, this, like, lingerie, like, some people were handcuffed, some people were blindfolded type of game, and they came in and had to kiss two of the guys they were interested in. First of all, the balls it takes to walk into that villa were nothing.
Nothing. You know what? They only happened on, I think, another season when that
was it. The
Bowl,
actual
it?
Like the lingerie.
The
challenge?
USA.
The
yeah.
heart rate challenge.
Or the UK. Yeah, you know exactly who mm-hmm. I'm talking about. Was it Hannah? Was it?
It was. I think it was.
It starts with an R, doesn't it?
It was. Oh, what's her name? She was tied the whole season.
Yeah.
Danica.
No.
I think it was Danica.
No way.
It was not Danica. Anyways, doesn't matter.
we'll insert the name.
Into our podcast audio, we're gonna stop it.
By the way, it was
yeah. Actually, crazy. So good for them. Just I'm like, actually, guys, I can't do this anymore. Like, I know you filled out all the applications, you flew me here,
it's
but
like, now that I'm here, now that I'm thinking about it,
I gotta go.
But like, damn, they're naked?
Dude, that's crazy.
But, and the kisses were like, not no peck.
No.
Not no peck.
So Andrea went in and she kissed Aaron and she kissed Rob.
Yeah.
And Rob was like, he was literally heart eyes.
Yeah.
The entire, like,
yeah.
You could see he was like.
Like, you know when a man is interested in, like, really attracted to a woman, like, his eyeballs were about to pop out of his head, I feel like.
Yes, and what's funny is Rob was the one that was handcuffed, and Leah had the blindfold on, so she was.
She could hear it. She was making faces.
And then other people were saying, like, oh, she's blonde.
Fuck.
Oh, she's this. And Andrea, beautiful girl. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. So that was that. And then who did Nicole kiss? She kissed Kendall, and she kissed Cordell.
Cordell.
My baby Cordell.
Cordell.
And, I was actually, I didn't expect her to kiss Cordell.
But I love that.
I like that she did. I was really disappointed.
There are so many women out there who would love to be with Cordell. And I need them to, I need their production team to send them into the villa because there's no way this
put me in, coach. I'm ready.
There's no way this man should not feel like wanted and desired. Like, there's no way.
He's such a sweetheart.
Yes. Like,
it's like we said, I said this last time, but he is the genuinely nice guy that doesn't say, I'm a nice guy. I don't know why girls don't like me. Like, he's so nice.
Yes. And so that, yeah, that's the biggest. And then we see, like, after the game ends, like, the girls are shook. The guys are losing it because two bad bitches
walked
into the room. And, the villa shook. Rob, you could see his head, like, not even turning. Like, it's straight up
off the swivel.
He said, what? Yeah, he said, oh, he said, what did he say? He said, that's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy. And Leah was like bothered by it, but also that's normal. Like, you're gonna be, you're gonna be. Kayla was also like,
also, as she should have.
Wait. Can we talk about the fact I missed it? I like half pay attention sometimes, but when Aaron just brought out his perfect Spanish as soon as Andres started.
And listen, I was not super attracted to Aaron. Hey, that accent came out. I said,
that did it for me. I said, I see it now.
I said, hold on, Poppy.
Hold on. Yeah, I see the appeal now. You got me. You got me. But I actually paused. I was laughing so hard because where did this come from?
Because I literally paused it. I said, I remember he said he spoke like a few languages, but like, you know, some people speak a language and it's very much like the accent is not there.
Mm-hmm.
No. You can't convince me that he's not.
He was born and raised in Spain for 17 years of his life.
But that English accent
has a perfect English accent. Well, you know what? I'm not English. So I don't know if you guys hear the fakeness in it.
It could be fake.
It could be fake. Sounds real to me. Like, yeah. It sounds like he's maybe on Love Island.
Maybe that's why he went to the U.S. Love Island to the U.K. Because they're going to be like, who is this imposter?
Yeah. Who is this man? But that.
Which?
Yeah, that had me weak though, because where is this little bilingual coming from?
Yeah.
Okay, and so the girls are a little bit shook. Rob is like, obviously, I'm interested in getting to know Andrea. He tells Leah that. Leah's like,
hey. Yeah, she's like,
Kayla, and then Kayla cries again because if there's one thing Kayla's gonna do,
it's cry. Hey, you know what? They should, like, if they were smart marketing, they would put her in a mascara commercial.
They, because it hasn't budged.
Yeah.
Her eyeliner, nothing.
Not ever.
Settings, you know what?
Ulta, because CoverGirl, aren't they like?
Maybelline.
Maybelline. And they have good mascara.
Mm-hmm.
Put her on your roster.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Has not budged. Ask her what she's using. And
oh, look. There's Percy.
Thank you, Percy. Yes, so then the next day we see Andrea and Nicole take some guys on dates, and they take, surprise, surprise, the men they kissed on the dates. Also, wait, I do want to say, I absolutely was obsessed with Nicole, or was it Andrea, when she called Hakeem out and said, yeah, you're like every other guy from Miami.
Yeah, because she's from Miami. She's like, yeah, we would basically be never work.
Yeah, like, she's
like, you're who I'm escaping. Let me just shut you down.
Because you can see Hakeem, like, wanting to talk to them.
He perked up.
And they were like, we're going to cut this.
Immediately, no.
Nip this in the bud real quick. And I love that for
them. I'm sure you're perfect for somebody.
For somebody. This is not me. This is not the journey that we're on together. And so, yeah, the next day we see them take, this is the same guys they kissed on dates. And look, the fact that they got all, like, both of their dates to kiss them.
I mean, and trust me, it's not like they were, like, begging.
Like,
all they had to do was utter the word, and they were like, oh my god, now you brought it up.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking this the whole time I've watched Love Island, because, you know, like, where I'm at with kissing.
Okay.
But I'm like, dang, now I really gotta make out with somebody.
Randy said, what was it? You watched the first episode, and you sent me a voice memo, and you were like, I really wanna make out with somebody.
I was like, I've never wanted to make out with somebody so badly in my life. And if you know, you know. But, like, I was like, dang, I really gotta get on my Zoom.
Yeah, I didn't share the same sentiments, but I will say, also another production flowers moment, thank you for not making us listen to these people make out.
The, like, lip injections sometimes when they be going in, the...
Well, no, just like, and all of that, I am literally...
Yeah, I know, that's what it sounds like.
In UK, they turn up the volume on their mics, like,
you know,
to make us like watch and listen to the kiss. And I'm like, this is assault. Like, you're like,
why are bitches gonna love this?
They literally turn it up. It feels like, because why are you forced? No music playing. Just like lips.
Acapella.
Acapella. It's crazy. And I'm like, please, for the love of God, stop. But they don't, and they, I mean, that's their brand now, so, but, shout out to USA producers.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear that. But yeah, they got, all of them got kisses. Rob, we tried to play coy, like, he wasn't gonna kiss Andrea or whatever.
Yeah.
But of course he did. And then, the one thing I really didn't like is when he'd said, like, hey, this stays between us. Like, I understand where he was coming from, was like, oh, like, I'm gonna tell Leah.
To tell her.
But that was weird.
How he said it was off. Yeah,
it was off.
But, I get what he meant, in the sense, like, I'm gonna tell.
Which is, he could have said, hey, I'm gonna tell Leah, so please don't tell her. You know what I mean? Which is funny because, I mean, do we have anything else to say about this whole date situation?
I don't think so.
Which is funny because Leah finds out, not from Rob.
Yeah, okay, so I thought, she was extremely calm when she heard.
Yeah.
And literally, he's like, because she asked, she's like, so did anybody kiss? And Aaron goes, yeah, like, they all kissed, right? Was it Aaron?
I think it was one of the girls who said...
Oh, it was. It was Andrea. She's like, yeah. And Nicole and Andrea.
Which was kind of crazy that she said that. Because she was the one who was there that heard.
And she was like, and what about it? Like, that attitude. Because he did say that to her. And she was like, okay. And then she's like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I feel like some other people would be like, you should go and talk to... But then at that point, you would know.
I think she was genuinely trying to keep her cool with, like, okay, like, they kissed. He hasn't pulled me yet to tell me, you know, whatever. And then when he finally does, mind you, like, ever since Andrea came in, all of Rob's conversations with Leah have been like, Andrea's so cool. She's so funny. She's so pretty. Like,
they promised to, like, be super open and honest with each other. But I don't think
limit.
In the same sense that Leah was thinking, like, there's a way where you could have gone about it where you should have been like,
well,
yeah, I like her.
Hear that. Yeah,
I like her. You know,
that.
Not the details, Rob.
No, like, because now you're sitting here saying things that she has that I don't have. Like, you're comparing us. Like, it's like,
and it's because, you know, and Leah, because he's like, and you're so cool about all this, because she was like putting on a show, like a front, and like, I get it, because I'm that girl who's like very, who tries to be nonchalant, but in the back of my head, I'm like, shut the fuck up, please.
See, like, you know what I mean? And this is why I can never be in Love Island, because honest to goodness, like, I'm not going to try to compete with you.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like me enough to just want me, then you're not for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just clearly, and granted, Love Island, like, it's obviously different,
like,
situation,
I love watching it.
Different scenario, but
it.
Like, out in the real world, I'm never gonna compete with someone, because if the guy I'm with can be stolen, then he can just go. Like, I'm not chaining him. Like, he's not locked up. Like, eat his exit.
Keep him.
Yeah.
You don't want to be saved, though, save him.
Yeah, like, bye. It's not a problem. Truly, it's not a problem, babe. Like,
anyway.
So, Leah was, like, trying to be cool about it. And then, what happens? Okay, and so then Liv starts hyping up Leah to go talk. Because obviously the way they edit it, we don't see everything.
Yeah.
But they had been talking for a good amount of time. He had only pulled Leah for a very quick, short chat. After their conversation, after their date, and then he spent the rest of the night with Andrea. So Liv was like, go up there, girl, go up there.
I don't
care.
Liv is such good TV.
She is. She's like, fuck it. Tell them how you feel. I don't know if that's like,
I know it is because I watch Love Island Australia, but it's such like an Australian girl thing. They really don't give a fuck. Like, at all.
Yeah.
They just say what comes to their mind, just like right out of their mouth. They don't tiptoe.
Yeah, because I don't watch Love Island Australia, but I have seen games, and Jess was on Love Island Games. She was from Australia, and she was very fiery like that too.
Yeah.
So, but Liv was like, go up there, I don't care. So,
and Liv's like, you know what?
She said, there I will. She walks up there, and she goes, hey, lovebirds.
Yeah, she's, hey, lovebirds, do you mind if I talk to you for a second?
And
Rob goes with me, and she said, no, I wanna talk to her, Rob.
Why is she want to talk to, like,
I said, that's crazy. Like, I, like, you could have, you know, she could have just been like, yeah, you. She's like, no, I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
In her face,
that was a dumb question.
That was funny, but you
why
could tell.
Would you, I know, but you could tell she was heated then, and he was kind of like, oh, this is like a different Leah, because he's so used to her being like,
cool about everything.
Well, yeah, you're so cool about everything. No, she's not. You're just not asking her how she feels. Like, you're not asking her. You're like, I just don't want to hurt you. I don't want to put you in this position. Someone's feelings are going to get hurt. Like, the whole time he was saying, like, I don't want
to
hurt
Leah. Well, to be fair,
never asked Leah how she felt. You obviously know she's
going
to be feeling.
To be fair, they did have that whole nonchalant vibe going because Leah did kiss somebody else in the challenge, and Aaron was pissed that Kayla did that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Yeah, I know you're really cool about stuff like that. You would never like be offended. That's why I did it." Mm-hmm. And so he's thinking they have that vibe, and like they don't.
They don't have like. That. Well, there's like a blind wall. There is. It was just not done well.
I think he just not very.
The things he was saying to her, he should have been saying to the guys, and he should have been filtering.
He's not very emotionally intelligent, I don't think. Like,
listen.
Yeah.
And so then this whole next scene, I thought was like gross because Leah is trying to be like, he knew he was wrong because he did apologize. He's like, yeah, that wasn't cool that I spent like hours up here talking to her. But then he starts, I don't even know, he goes from A to Z to D to F to like, he skips around this whole alphabet talking about like, he was like, Leah, I really like you, but we all know at this point he's gonna choose on, like, he wants to be with Andrea more, which is fine. That is not a problem. You are Love Island. That is not the problem. But then I really did not like at all how he started making Leah out to be the bad guy and, like, that she didn't care about his feelings. She never asked him how he felt. He obviously didn't want to hurt her. All these other, and he's crying while he's saying, like, he's like taking, I just hit my microphone. He's like taking breaks and like crying. And it was just like so dramatic. And then he goes, I think you're so beautiful and you're so gorgeous, but like, there's not really any sexual chemistry. And it was just like, where are you going with all of this? And then he had said, what did he say? I don't think, he said something to the extent of like, I don't think you're the right person. We might not be the right match for each other. And she goes, oh, cause she's listening to him like vent all this out. And she goes, hold up, you don't think we're a good match for each other? And he goes, I didn't say that. You said it 2 seconds ago. Okay. 2 seconds ago.
I have a different opinion on this because from the jump, I knew that they weren't like a good match. Like, I just didn't think they were going to be. I put it in my notes. I was like, I think Rob and Leah are the most like each other's types, but they're not for real. I mean, let's look at them. You see Leah. I mean, her lifestyle compared to Rob's has to be vastly different. Mm-hmm. They just were most attracted to each other. And I think, like, in a game of, like Love Island, you forget a little bit, like, okay, if I were outside of here, would I? No. Mm-hmm. So, like, I knew this was coming. I knew that as soon as one of them had somebody they were more attracted to, it was just going to be, like... And you knew it was going to be messy because Leah's not a quiet girl. When it comes to, I mean, she was playing
coy. She tried her best.
She was playing coy, but like at the end of the day, just like she was like jealous, which every woman has a right to be jealous over.
Well, I don't think Leah made it that messy. It was like she was very calm throughout that whole conversation.
No, because she kept going. I disagree because she kept going to like other people and saying, "Oh, he said this and this," and then every time she said something, it just got more like, what's the word? Like it's not exactly what he said, but like.
Well, I'm talking about, like, her conversation with Rob. Like, it was calm.
Oh, yeah, she didn't.
Rob was the one who was, like, I felt it was very...
I think he was embarrassed.
I felt it was very manipulative. Like, you could get away with liking Andrea. That doesn't make you the bad guy. The way you're going about liking Andrea and, like, how you treat Leah as a result, no matter if, like, she wasn't fully your type, I think it was weird. Like, you're trying to cover your bases and not be the bad guy. Going for Andrea does not make you the bad guy. Yeah. It's just the way that you're acting right now that's really weird.
I think she was confused and he was embarrassed.
Yeah. I did not like that conversation. And then she jumped into the pool and like, hey, they were like, where's Rob? He's hiding underneath the bridge in the pool. Like, it was so dramatic. And I'm like,
God,
what?
Reality
TV. It was actually crazy. And like, I genuinely felt like he was very, like, that conversation I felt was pretty manipulative of him and like a bit gaslighty. I was like, where is this going?
I could literally take or leave the conversation because I just feel like in real life, if a guy ever did that to me, I'd just be like, okay.
Yeah, but they live together.
I was like, anyways, this is like really.
Well, and then poor Leah, she was like so caught off guard because you could tell she hadn't fully processed what happened. And then she was like thinking about like things he said, and then she's like, oh, he's not like sexually attracted to me. Like, it was like this whole thing, and so she like,
yeah, and then I think she thought about it more, mm-hmm. and then she was just making it worse than like,
well, I'd be the same way, because I'd be like, what happened? Because it, I'm not like, he really went from here to here to here to here, like all over the place.
I'm so different in that sense. Oh, Jordan and I were discussing this. Mm-hmm. We should put up the screenshot of her text.
Yeah.
Basically, she, nothing a man could say to me that could really hurt my feelings, because I have 5 sisters, and honestly, like, there's nothing that they haven't said already that, mm-hmm. like, there's nothing a man can do to hurt my feelings. Like, I'm just very take or leave it with things that men say.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan's like very, she's like an empathizer, would you say?
Yeah, I'm definitely more empathetic. Like, me and Randy have different worldviews, but as far as like Leah being upset about Rob, I think I totally get where she's coming from. Like, the guy that you like has made you feel like he's basically, like, you feel like you're not attractive to him. Like, he's telling you that he's not attracted to you. You've been with him in whatever intimate ways you guys have already been together. And to hear that, like, that's gonna hurt. I literally don't care who you are. Like, Randy, you have not been there yet. But, like, if that ever happens to you, you would feel some type of way about it.
I'm like, sorry. It's just, like, I think that men are always, this is gonna make me sound like a she woman man hater.
You are.
I'm not. I love men. It's, what did that girl say? I'm incurably straight.
Yeah, I was like, damn, that's so true.
I'm incurably straight. I actually love men. I just think that if men don't have anything, they'll always have the audacity. So, nothing a man says, like, ever surprises me if it's, like, derogative.
Yeah, I just thought it was unnecessary. Like, it was such a, like, she already is gonna feel bad. He already knows he's gonna hurt her by choosing Andrea. And then to just, like, pull that, like, I get he was probably in his word vomit stage of just, like, getting everything out. Like, but, like, damn.
I just think if I were in the same situation as Leah, I would have been like, all right, now you're crying. This is really awkward for me.
Yeah.
So.
And he was crying.
Yeah, he was boohooing. And I just, I can't when men cry. Like, That's all. One tear, honestly, and I would have been like, you know what?
It was the crying. It was the taking off, like, the shirt and the pants and then jumping in the pool. It was hiding under the bridge. How long was he actually under there? Someone let us know. Hannah.
Let the producer.
Well, yeah, Hannah. Girl, if you're listening. How long was he, like, underneath that bridge?
Let's get 1,000 more followers. I'm DMing you, girl.
Let us know, because we need, how, 30 minutes? Five.
It
hour.
Really is important.
How
to
long
know.
Is he under
because
average?
30 minutes to an hour.
It's crazy. Even 1 minute. Why are you under there?
That's
crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay.
But, and I like Rob. I'm a Rob fan, but I think that he went a little off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. It happens to the best of us. Not me, but the best of us.
Not
I'm sure.
Not me. Not on national television. No, that much.
But that happened. And then, you know, Leah just got more hyped and hyped and hyped and hyped. And, like, I think it kind of brought.
Well, that's so relatable negative. Because don't you ever, like, when you get mad, like, when you're
when I'm mad.
And then you're just, like, thinking about it and you're like, dang.
Actually.
And you get hyped up as the time goes on. You're like, ooh, like, I should have said this. I'm gonna get, you know what I mean? Like, that was so relatable I feel it.
I'm really quick-witted, and so is my brother. Mm-hmm. And so when we used to argue, like, I have 5 sisters, and so whenever I would get into an argument, it'd be like 4-on-2, like, mm-hmm. 4 of my sisters against me and my brother. And my brother and I used to get in trouble because it's like, why are you ganging up on them? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why am I ganging up on
four
them?
On two.
So I'm like really quick-witted, so I always say what comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm mad, like really mad, I actually go silent. Like in a situation like Leah, I would have been mute.
Yeah.
And because when I'm angry, I say things that are so fucking
out of character.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's why when she went silent, because she thinks that I'm a Leah hater, which I wasn't. I'm still not. Well, that'll come. I don't like that. But Leah reminded me a lot of myself in the way she handled that situation, because she was silent and then she got, like, more mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I do. That's what I do. I, like, shut down, and people are like,
And then we have to understand, like, I don't know what it's like to be in the Love Island villa. Like, I can't imagine, like, having to continually live in that situation with the people that have, like, hurt you, that you're upset with, and then, like, see, like,
Love Island time is so crazy.
Yeah, it's compacted. It's, I mean, this is from what we hear, obviously.
This is, like, what, 4 days deep? 3 days deep?
It's yeah, it's like going in a week too, like seven, I don't know. But like it's compacted, seeing them every day, like oh yeah. Just a tough situation all around. Tough for also Andrea being like in the middle of it.
Yeah, she handled it really well. Yeah. And Andrea was super respectful. I the love Andrea. Time.
Except yeah. for there have been like I've like people have been posting clips, like she has been making some kind of like comments.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, yeah, like it's very quick.
But like they say that, which is fair because let's not pretend they've been silent about her the whole time. Like, look, anytime Rob says anything to Andrea, they're like, oh my god. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-mm. I think after a little, yes, girl. After this, I'm.
Yeah, because I don't know. Shut
every up. Time, like, they were recoupling, people would roll their eyes and make comments under their breath.
That's
normal. Which is normal. Which is normal, but I'm just saying, like, I would start saying some stuff too. Like I can only take so many like little slight comments before I start making them back.
Fair enough, fair enough. So okay, so the next day we see like Rob and Andrea getting closer, and then Rob is like talking bad about Leah to Andrea, which I thought was pretty annoying. Because I'm like, the situation's already tough. Like you already know that you're like she's the one who's gonna be hurt in the end, and like you're into it, which I thought was crazy. And so then we go to the recoupling. Side note. The Aaron and Andrea thing didn't pan out, obviously, because, well, Aaron really is locked in with Kaylor, which is, like...
Also, I don't think he really wanted to compete with Rob. I think he saw her, because he had a good date, a mm-hmm. really good date, but I think he was, like, I would just be, like, absolutely screwing myself if...
Yeah.
I think he did.
I kind of was, like, shipping them together, but, you know, all this to say, I was a Leah and Rob fan, but I do think him and, like, Rob and Andrea have really good chemistry
together.
I was
never a Leah and Rob fan.
She's never a Leah fan.
Oh my god.
It's very true. She'll say it's not, but it's very true. And I'm like, it's okay. Speak your truth. It's fine.
I think that they could be really great with other people. And I've been saying that since the beginning, and I'm standing on that.
Which is fine. You just also didn't really like her. Okay, so... and so we get to the, like, recoupling, like, the half-recoupling, which I thought was wonderful, because it was so genius the way the producers did it. They had Andrea and Nicole stand at the front, and then they said, any of the guys who are interested in recoupling, stand up there. So yeah. It's not like they could have the excuse like, oh, she chose me.
Oh, she chose me.
Nah, you gotta stand in it. Like, you gotta stand up. And so Hakeem's ass jumps up first. Bro. Hakeem, Cordell, and Kendall.
They made it so clear. Not interested.
Well, he pulled Nicole for a chat.
He pulled her,
and she was like, mm-hmm. "Yeah." But I mean, you know what? To be fair, what you have to do in Love Island is throw your hat in the ring, and he did. Yeah. So you know, I can't get under that much. Like he threw his hat in the ring, sure. So Hakeem, Cordell, and Kendall stood up because Kendall also had a really good connection with Nicole, and Nicole obviously kind of liked Kendall. And then it's like tense and we're sitting there. And it's crazy because as a viewer, I'm like, obviously Rob is going to stand up. Rob knows Rob is going to stand up. Everyone else is kind of confused because they're like, he's not standing up. And then
I think he was
like,
deciding what he wanted to like.
He knew he was going to stand up. And so then the girls were like kind of confused because they were like, oh, good job, Rob. Like they were like, what? Okay. And then he leans over and goes, I'm sorry. He doesn't even look at her. He just says, I'm sorry to Leah. And then gets up and goes standing at the front. And it was so cinematic because it was like,
it's great.
He waited just enough time to where she probably was questioning if he was gonna get up.
Yeah, because she was like, huh.
Yeah. Which I'm like, dang, that's us. Because she started like hoping that he wasn't gonna get up there. But of course he did. Then of course Andrea recoupled with Rob. And then Kendall recoupled with Nicole. And as they're standing there, super dramatic, Rob makes a face at her first. He makes a face at her, which I thought was crazy because she's already hurt. You're antagonizing her further, whatever. And then she goes, fuck you. And he's like, what?
I love that part.
And I love that she said it again. She said,
fuck you.
Period, Leah.
But, you know,
I did feel bad for Andrea.
I didn't see the look that, because Jordan and I, like, were talking about this back mm-hmm. and forth. I said, what are you talking about? So I didn't see the look at first, but I was like, also, this could be, like, really just chopped and edited.
I said, go back and watch it. Because he did look at her first, crazy.
So
that happened. And that was just like, okay, dang, what's going to happen? There's tension in the villa. Like, ooh, all things are tense. And so we get through kind of the rest of the night. Rob doesn't talk to Leah that night. Leah starts popping off. She's like, I got the ick from that man. He was crying like a baby back bitch.
Like, I was like, damn. Like, me. She's a bit me. But, no, I think I felt that. Mm-hmm. But also,
you're still so into that man.
Which, granted, you can only feel for her. I feel like everything she's going through at this point is kind of relatable. Like, you understand, like, why she's probably feeling, like, she's saying certain things, but then feeling certain things, and then, you know what I mean? Like, she's saying she is it, because naturally that's what she want to have, but she can't just turn off her emotions. She liked him. She liked him. That's all we can say about it. And you know what that does to your brain? You know how silly people act when they like someone?
You know how silly we get?
Like, those TikToks, the...
Yeah, but... Some of the worst things I've ever seen are those TikToks.
And you could not... I'm sorry.
You can waterboard that. I would drown. Couldn't waterboard that information.
You're gonna have to bear me alive.
So... All I could say is, like, again, I am, like, more empathetic. I'm like, I feel
she
you.
Is,
I
yeah.
really feel it. Like, I'm sorry. And, right, okay. So then we move on to the next day. And here's where now my biggest, like, Rob was kind of my biggest beef at the beginning of the week. But now I have a new beef. And he will never know peace as long as he's in that villa.
come on.
Because we had a couple, Connor and Janae, which Randy had clocked at first. That Connor was into Janae, but here's where I stand. Sure, probably true based upon the way he's treated her, which we'll get into, but I think there's a very clear difference between, like, he wasn't into her and his actions, though, are
okay.
Are
I'm
showing
not saying,
that he hated her.
I'm
but.
Not saying that it wasn't absolutely diabolical what he
yeah.
did immediately after the recouple. I'm saying there's a look in a man's eyes that mm-hmm. he has when he looks at a woman that he's interested in. I know the look.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that woman spoke to him, staring into the distance. Like, and he'll look over occasionally, but he's like,
and
it was the look of, like, I really wish this bitch would stop talking to me.
Yeah.
To
and
me.
We get hung up on different things because, like, that's all fine and dandy. Me, like, mentally, I'm well past that. I'm to the point where, like, you're not even treating her with, like, human decency and respect. Like, the way you're going about things,
yeah.
like, you feel like you're treating her like she's the scum on the bottom of your shoe, which is, like, I don't care if you didn't like her and didn't want to be in a couple with her. You're telling me you hated her? Like,
yeah.
you hated her that bad? Where did that come from?
Like, you, Leah, you didn't have to me, Connor, well, hold on.
Yeah.
I said, Connor... You cannot like a girl that much and go about it respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
The way he did it, it's like he flipped. Like, again.
Complete 180.
Not shocked. Disappointed. But, like.
Well, it's because he didn't do it in the best way.
And like, he's so, we really liked Connor. I didn't think that
we loved Connor.
But
oh my God.
But I knew, like, that wasn't, like, Janae just wasn't the girl for him.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Because poor Janae, like, every time she, like, is interested in somebody, like, she feels like she has to do the most, which is, like, if you know, like, that's just...
Now, from a human care standpoint, I kind of wish she kept Coy around, but from a drama standpoint, I'm glad she kept Connor. But
yeah.
Here we go. So, to backtrack of what happened, so as soon as Leah is single, this is the next day in the villa, Janae...
Off the rip.
As soon as she is single, as soon as Leah's, like, Robin and Leah are done, Janae and Connor are talking, and she's saying, like, yeah, I really enjoy, like, and he's like, yeah, I really like you. He kisses her or whatever, and he
yeah.
goes, but I really want to talk to Leah. Like, in that same breath, like, right after he kissed her, he's like, yeah, I really want to talk
he's
to
like,
Leah.
He's like, just let you
know. What? Okay.
I'm actually not feeling you at all.
And Janae was cool
my
about it.
My eye has wondered.
Yeah, Janae was cool about it, and she's like, okay.
She
but
was
then,
actually, like, not my friend. Like, please, not my friend.
Yeah, she was really hurt about it. And there's this really funny scene where she's, like, crying, and she's like, they have so much in common, and they like plants. And then Aaron starts trying to teach her about
plants. Yeah, about
plants!
That's a Swiss cheese plant. That's a Swiss cheese. I was like, every time Aaron comes on the screen, I'm like,
look, the non-romantic couples in that, like, the villa, the non-romantic relationships are, just bring me so much joy. Like, their chemistry
yeah.
all together, like, it's so good. It's so good. And so, like, we see Connor start pursuing Leah and Leah reciprocating. Granted, I do not think Leah likes Connor. Leah does not like Connor. Leah is hurt. She's trying to get back at Rob. She's trying to get, like, make herself feel better because
mm-hmm.
Rob made her feel bad. Like, I do not for a second.
And Jordan,
that she likes that man.
Jordan would like to think that my Leah hatred started from the beginning. But personally, I did not like Leah. I was just finding ways that I could, like her more. I just didn't love her, right? Now she's not my favorite person there. I'm not gonna say I don't like her. I don't know her like that. But personally, because Jordan kept talking about this trio, Janae, Serena, and Leah, and I said, babe, that is not a trio. Two of them look like they hate each other's guts. And then Leah it's just not giving that to me. It wasn't giving Tria, and I said that. And for this to go down like it did with Leah and Janae, like, I felt so hurt for Janae.
It was crazy. Like she's getting it from both ends from Leah, which I don't think she was that upset with Leah at first until Leah started acting crazier about it. And then Connor was like just absolute craziness, like the way he was like, he just stopped, like Janae didn't even exist anymore, straight up didn't even talk to her, which is all like every single minute of the day this man was around Leah, like and the first conversation Connor was saying, yeah, I want to get to know you, and then she just starts talking about Rob.
She did immediately.
I said, that's
and he's like, yeah,
did.
Yeah, back to me.
But
here's the thing that I, like I said earlier, anytime one of those guys finds out that a girl's into Rob, they don't even try. They're like, you know what? Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, which I think is, we've said it last week, and I think, and I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it, these couples, like, closed off. They hadn't had a conversation about being exclusive, but they like closed themselves off so quickly. Besides Kendall, because he's the only guy I feel like who's like, well, Kendall, Aaron, like some of them have been trying to get to know other people, but it feels like they,
which
like,
is crazy for Leah to make the comment that she did this week.
Yeah, it's just kind of like they stopped exploring other couples that weren't bombshells.
Yeah,
like even after day one, they were coupled up and
they're
they
like, oh, they're locked in.
Yeah, and it's like, you guys met each other yesterday. Yeah. Why aren't you, like, getting to know one another?
Not even 24 hours, Steve. They're like, off limits.
Which is kind of crazy. But Connor starts going for Leah, and it's just, like, tension is building. And then, as the tension's at all peak, we get a game.
Love a game.
We have the kissing game.
So many games, and it's literally, like,
amazing.
Not even that deep.
Amazing, because it gives something to talk about. It gives us something to do. And so it's the kissing game. And of course, it's like the guys get blindfolded, the girls kiss them, they rate the kisses, blah, 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 blah.
Again, like all the kisses looked so great. I gotta get my makeup back.
I don't know, a lot of times these things disgust me. I'm like,
I haven't been disgusted one time, and yeah. I'm not even.
Yeah, anyways. I get sick watching. Like some of them, I was like, what is going on?
All of Hakeem's kisses, I was like, this is painful to watch.
They're all essentially a blur to me because I just
black out.
So I don't like it. But again, thank you for not making us do it.
Yeah.
So I'll say that much. But we have the kissing game. The girls go, the guys go. There's a lot of funny like side commentary and stuff. But here's where it kind of breaks down. Once the girls are up there, Connor gives Leah everything he has.
Everything.
And then, like, barely kisses Janae. And Janae clocks, like, she knows exactly.
She's like, I wish she would have given me more. And then every girl comments, like, I think Leah got it all. Because they could hear it. You could hear Leah's kiss with him.
And Leah said it, too.
She's like, wow. And then, like, when Janae says that, Leah makes a face. And I'm like, well, that's not very girls of you.
And then Connor... Look, this whole episode, Connor was like, I don't like, look, it's giving, I'm gonna talk about it. As a black viewer, as a black woman of Love Island, his comments about her were giving microaggression. They were giving misogynoir. Like, it was just.
Especially as, like, a black woman that likes white men. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? There's always that line, it's like,
are you talking about me?
I mean, in general.
Oh, I like all men. Hello.
All men. I'm saying, like, as a black woman that likes white men, like, you know, in general, just liking a white man in general. It's
sure,
like,
yeah.
You're always like, oh, does he, like, would he even like me back? Or, like, it's something, it's very tiptoeing. Like, you have to be really cautious going in.
Well, and then, historically speaking, black women going on Love Island, you are... unfortunately the least desirable person,
and she said it from her, she's like, I'm not used to having to compete.
It's really painful,
or being someone's second choice. That's what she said.
Yeah, sometimes it makes it like really hard being a fan of Love Island, like when you're watching someone who looks like you and represents you be treated that way. Like, it just brings up a lot of like real life experiences, right? And like how we navigate the world, but then also it's just so painful because even it just hurts. Like, it's just kind of traumatic to watch. And so like for people like Janae and people like Serena and people like Imani from last season, like any black woman, this is only USA, right? Like, USA does a lot better than UK.
Yeah.
UK, it's almost like you can't even watch.
They're like, here's a token.
Yeah, a token black character we're casting another black man who doesn't even like black women.
Yeah.
Like, just stuff like that.
And they always expect them to get together.
Yeah, and then, obviously.
Here, got you one.
Yeah. Yeah, don't come for us. Sorry, it's just what it is. But so it just like it was so painful to watch this like of Janae. But then yeah, like back to Connor, him sitting there like this entire episode, he was like, she's gonna yell at me. When has Janae ever yelled? When has she ever gotten
that conversation between him?
When has she ever? Yeah, we'll get to that. But like, when has Janae ever portrayed these angry, loud characteristics that you were claiming she's about to unleash on you?
And she's not. She's a lover girl.
Be so for real. Like, oh, piss me off.
And so
Connor gave everything Leah, and the girls are like, and the girls went second in the kissing game, and then we have a bombshell coming.
And a bombshell he was.
Miguel.
Look, I mean, it's fun.
I don't have a type.
And
but if I did,
got no type.
But if I did, if I had a type, I'm. Not to be specific, but Miguel would be right at the top.
Good looking man, I'm not gonna lie. But then he described himself as an F boy, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Okay, like, you gotta do this to me.
At least you know. And so Miguel comes in, and the girl's like, because Aaron didn't even get to play.
Yeah, Aaron didn't play.
She was about to go up. Who kissed before him?
And all the girls thought was like,
all the girls.
It was Rob.
And everyone thought that Rob was Aaron.
Because Janae was like, that was Aaron. Rob wouldn't do that. And the guys are laughing.
Oh, no. Janae's like, Rob's a good little boy. He wouldn't grab my ass like that. Yeah,
he wouldn't do that. And she was convinced that it was Rob. They were laughing. So it was really funny to watch.
Also, I didn't expect him to be, because he was up there. Like, they were giving him, like, 8s and 9s, right?
I'm surprised that Rob and Leah both like kissed each other, because I felt like after that, because Liv didn't kiss Hakeem, because she was like, eh.
Yeah, but he still went in. He's like, it's a game, and I'm here.
Also, the fact that Hakeem got the lower score.
But also, like, a man.
Love that. And then I love how the guys kind of, like, they all got kind of competitive about it, but Kimball's like, I'm gonna win. And Hakeem was like, I'm gonna win. And they all hated his kiss.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. That's bad. Like, when you try to admit that you're about to do something and you flop. Especially in a challenge like that.
For some reason.
Cut the cameras.
Wrap it up.
And so Miguel comes in. They think they're about
to kiss. Wait, what did Kaylor say? Hold on, Kaylor's comment about Hakeem's kiss. Hakeem's like somebody that keeps coming back and you just keep trying to pull away.
Yeah, they know.
But he won't stop coming.
A few of the girls liked his kiss, but like overall it was kind of like they weren't
it
really
was, yeah.
It. But then, yeah, so Miguel comes in and they were like, who is that? Because they did not know who that person was.
Oh, what did I say? Oh, those were big lips, and it just wasn't, like, because nobody has big lips. She's like, it just wasn't making sense.
Yeah, they're like, I don't understand what's going on here.
Yeah, and everybody loved his kiss. He got 9s across the board.
Kendall won, but he was second, for sure second.
And no, I was surprised about Kendall being such a good kisser.
He put his heart and soul into that.
He did. He said, watch this.
He said, I'm about to win. He pulled his chapstick.
I'm not a guy do that. Well, okay. Anyways.
So Miguel comes in, and then we see the girls go rabid. Like, he's getting pulled left, right.
Yeah, I've never seen somebody get pulled so many times so quickly.
Which is crazy, because if I was in there again, me personally, I'm not gonna compete. Like, I'm not gonna look I look like?
You're coming down with me.
Like, what do I look like trying to fight over this person? And, like, I'm not going to make you feel that good about yourself. And then secondly...
Yeah, because he was really like, stop, get off me. Like, he's fine. He's a fine man. He knows it.
He knows. He's,
like, come on. You know, he's getting that attention at home, too.
And so he's having decent conversations with just about everybody. But off rip, I know. I was like, he's going to choose. During the kissing challenge, he had, like, made a comment about, like...
Andrea.
He's like, I'm going to
take my time with this one.
And then Kendall goes... We're gonna jump him back.
Yeah.
Look,
Kendall
and Aaron have both grown on me like crazy.
And Kendall is so real. Like, if a guy asks him a question, he does not like sugarcoat it.
And
like,
he'll be there for the girls.
I think that, and yeah, same with the girls.
And he'll tell them straight up, but he's so funny.
That's really
he's
what so I like funny. About Kendall, yeah.
Oh my gosh, what a great guy. Put me in that villa for him.
No, for real. And then what happened next?
So Miguel is like having all these conversations. Serena and Janae start getting into it because Janae had a conversation with Miguel.
I literally said, mind you, Serena literally secretly hate each other.
Mind you, Connor has still not talked to Janae this whole time since he said, I want to get to know Leah. And so Janae and Miguel have a conversation, and like he was like hyping her up, you know, and she said, I'm gonna make you some eggs.
Cookie something.
First of all, babe,
you can never.
Janae.
You would never see me.
I mean, Randy, if I was there, I'd be like, what are you doing?
I'd be like,
sit here or I said, are you like, eat those eggs right now? Do not take those eggs up to that
I hope you're making those for yourself.
Yeah. I hate, and the way I would dog you for so long after, I'd be like, fancy some eggs.
Like, that's crazy. But you know, everybody's different.
No, and not everybody's just, different. Not just
not too eggs. Much on my girl, because I do
three different
today.
Style
she
of eggs.
Put a lot of
scrambled
into that.
Over easy and fried. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
I was like, woo.
Mind you, Jordan and I are like, I think you're like this too. We're like the gift givers. Like, if we think, but I literally have to rate myself back. Like, if I'm like, oh my God, this would be perfect for him, I'm like, damn, shut the fuck up. Go get yourself a gift.
Like, yeah,
make yourself feel better.
Unfortunately, like, I'd like to think I'm like a Hannah in the situation where she's like, I never spent more than $20 on a man. But I'm probably like, I'm thinking about my ex, and like, for a, like, it was either like his birthday or Christmas or something like that. And like, I did get him a couple $100. Like, not an exorbitant amount. It was like a regular, like, gift giving situation. But I bought him like a pair of shoes, like a watch.
Oh, okay, I think I meant just like stone cold cash. I was like,
listen, my face.
Absolutely not.
A couple $100.
What do I look like?
Yeah.
Okay, let me break you up a little something.
Chill out today.
Absolutely not.
All right,
because, okay.
I was like, what do we need to talk? No, I would like to be a Hannah, but like, we are gift givers. Like, it's like, I love making people feel like known by like, through what I'm giving them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a fallen soldier if I give you a gift.
Yeah. So, but eggs? Making him some eggs. Okay, so that was crazy. So, Oh wait, so as we're talking about this, the reason it gets so big is because Serena is talking to Miguel. Mind you, Serena has, at this point in time, she had seen Cordell with Nicole when she was first getting to know Nicole and she was getting to know him. And she said, actually, matter of fact, maybe I do like Cordell. Because you know what, there are sometimes, you know, I'm gonna trust you, but like, the desirability of them goes up a little, like, low-key, like, when you see other people like
that. That guy's been in your DMs for a long time, and then you see he gets a girlfriend, you're like, damn. I thought we had a good thing.
Like, never respond to them, and now they pop out with a girlfriend.
And you're like, actually, let me just post a story really quick.
Yeah, but like, there is, it's sick, right? Because I genuinely am like, never, like, if there's someone I know, like a man who is in a relationship, like, I am not really attracted
to. But a girl really just does something to a man too. Not that I would like go for anybody, but girls make guys look
better. It does, like, it, so she got to see a different side of Cordell. So Serena, during this week, she had said, you know, Cordell, like, I am more interested in getting to know you. Like, I'm kind of like wanting to reopen this romantic connection between us. And the guys were like side-eyeing it.
Yeah, they were like, that's coincidental, considering there's a recoupling coming up.
And Cordell's a lover boy, and he likes Serena. And like, my thing is, again, I don't think Serena wants to be leading him on. I just don't think I think she wants to like him.
We also have different opinions on this.
I think she wants to like him, but you can't force yourself to like somebody.
I don't think she does. I think that you know when you don't like somebody, and you know when you like somebody, and I think she didn't want to go home, which, girl, yeah, it's a Love Island. It's the game we play. I don't hold anything against her, but no, I don't think she sees anything at all.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I agree that you know when you don't like someone, and you know when you like someone. I think she wants to like him, but she just doesn't, and so therefore, I just think she should cut it, give that man his time back, stop playing around.
Cause he's such a good guy.
Such a good, like, he at least is stick around to Casa, and like, none of those Casa.
Yeah. Because we will come on a 16-hour flight. How far is it?
I don't know. But none of y'all better use my baby Cordell.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I will get active behind that man.
Also, Odell, help him out.
And so Serena's like, yeah, I want to get to know Cordell. But then Janae brings... Miguel, these eggs.
Serena's talking to him.
And granted, I did think it was really, like, I was kind of with Serena where I was like, why are you doing that?
Like,
why are
you waited? Like, you couldn't have waited.
So he wasn't like, you could, yeah, it was,
but
just,
but this
a
goes
weird
back to the fact
I said
the trio. I was like, the trio's not the trio that you think it is, because there was a point when, you know, Janae was doing the yoga, and then Janae told Serena, she was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm trying to hear their conversation. And Serena looked at her crazy, which
I didn't think it was that.
There's banter in between friends. Like, I feel like that'd be, like, this could happen between me and, Janae, me and Jordan, but, like, a week and a half deep. like when you think about the time that they've been friends, it's like that's crazy. I don't know if I want somebody yelling at me to shut the fuck up on camera.
I didn't think it was that deep personally.
And then this happened, I'm like,
So yeah,
is that your girl or is that your girl?
It's like a multifaceted thing because you have the tension between Janae and Serena now. But then you're like, Serena, why are you so pressed over this? Because her whole thing was like, you know, I like this guy. You know, I haven't had that much luck in here. Hold up. You just told Cordell.
Yeah.
You like him. So why are you so pressed that she's interrupting your conversation with Miguel? And then like, again, Janae.
That's why I said.
Why would you bring this
man? Yeah, the ex is crazy. And that's it. I feel for Janae. Wouldn't be me. Wouldn't be me. I feel for her because every guy she like couples up with, she like tries to give her 100% immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like personally, I want to see if they like me a little bit first.
Yeah.
Like, cause she's just not giving them time to do that, I feel like. And she is giving me more. I wasn't like a super huge Janae fan. I did not like her, but I just was like, she's kind of boring.
You did say you didn't like her.
I don't love her. Like, I didn't love her. She wasn't giving me anything. I said I didn't say that like, I hate her or anything like that.
Right.
I just said she was boring.
Yeah, you're not gonna say you hate anybody, but you know, like her.
Like, she was boring to me. I wasn't a fan favorite.
Yeah, fair. So that whole situation, like, they got into like a little like argument, because even when she brought the eggs up, she's like, why are you doing this right now? And Miguel's sitting there like, what? I can eat the eggs.
He's like, throw them off the balcony.
It's crazy. Serena's hot over these eggs, and she's talking about it, which I didn't think. People online were commenting, like, yeah, like, how dare, like, she talk about Janae behind her back? And I'm like, honestly,
she did it to her face.
But, like, a situation like that, you're gonna talk about it to also, other people.
I couldn't believe it because she said it to her face while she was standing right there with eggs. She's like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
She like, said it. So, like,
she wasn't being shady. She wasn't
talking behind her back. And after that conversation, she went and talked to her again.
So they did have a conversation, and they did clear the air between the two of them of, like, why would you do that?
Because she was about to
Janae still stood 10 toes down behind her decision to cook him eggs and bring him eggs. She stood 10. Like, I didn't understand the reason behind that.
And I do it again.
Yeah, I said, okay. But maybe, you know what, it's like, maybe it's like that old school values, like, you know, that whole like, oh, you serve your man, you make him his plate, like, maybe that's like where she's from. Not I, said the flag, not I. But maybe that's where she was coming from. But we also see kind of like in the same night Connor and Leah talking. This, you will never know peace, Connor.
I didn't.
You will never know peace from me.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't a certified hater. I am now a certified hater. I'd put a badge on my shirt if I could.
So Connor and Leah are talking at the dock, and
yeah, the dock.
They're talking at the dock, and like Connor again with the.
Anytime anyone wants to, sorry for interrupting, wants to be shady, they go to that fucking dock.
Yeah, they do.
Sorry.
And so Connor, out of nowhere, says, "I'm gonna get yelled at." When has she ever yelled at anybody in that
villa? Never seen her, like, honestly raise her voice past a slight whisper.
Everyone in that villa loves Janae. Yeah. Like, so he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get yelled at. I'm gonna get so much shit because I gave her a 7 in the game. And Leah goes, oh, did you know it was her? And Connor says, yeah, I knew it was her. I threw some shade on purpose.
And then Leah says, oh, it was about time to get your boots dirty. Bitch, shut up.
My thing is, like, again, I'm not gonna hop on this Leah train, but with Connor, I drive it. Why did you want to intentionally hurt her feelings and give her a bad score on purpose?
And like, Leah, as her friend, why are you feeling and encouraging it?
It was just so gross. Yeah, that whole scene was just
disgusting.
Gross.
Disgusting.
What did Janae actually do to you?
To either
for
of them.
You to hate her like that, where you were going out of your way to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
What did she do to you? Explain it to me like I'm dumb.
You can't.
I'm not dumb.
You can't.
But explain it to me like I am.
You can't make it make sense because it doesn't.
Oh my god. It made me sick. It made me absolutely sick.
And then he says, like, basically wants to kiss her. They kiss. If they weren't both disgusting in that moment, the kiss would have been, like, kind of cute. But the...
Yeah.
The just, like, lore behind it, it just made it so gross. And then she's like, wouldn't it be cute if we, like, stood up in this rain and, like, did a little movie spin? So they did that, and then Janae clocks it.
And they get into a little spat.
Yeah.
And Leah says, he's not your boyfriend. And I'm like, Leah, hold up.
Be for real.
I'm not part of the Leah hate train. She's doing some things that I am not a fan of. I think it's very shady.
Not girls, girl.
It's not. She never. Also, she never claimed.
She didn't claim to be.
So, I like. But I'm not on Leah's hate train, but for her to say he's not your boyfriend when you were acting as if Rob was your boyfriend, like the double standard there is.
It's crazy.
Look in the mirror. It's giving
hypocrite,
clown. But you know what? We all do silly things when we like somebody, so not too much.
Actually. What do you mean not too much?
No. The way she was like acting about, Janae, I'm not defending that, but like, anyways. So all of that's going on. We have a recoupling, right? The girls are tense. Really, the only tense people are gonna be Janae, Serena, and Hannah, and Liv at this point. Though Miguel and Liv had conversations, no one kind of knew who Miguel was going to go with because he's had good conversations. Mind you, I knew who was going to go with Liv.
He said, you're making this conversation, we have to stop this conversation because you're going to make it really hard for me to choose somebody else or something like that. And then I clapped. I said, oh, Liv.
And so the guys are also trying to convince Cordell to choose Hannah because they're like, we don't want to see you get hurt, Cordell. Like, Serena doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Serena does not like
you.
They're
real for that, like, too. I like how the boys actually have each other's back because sometimes they will try to tiptoe around their feelings. And I think they're just all just really real people.
They're locked in. I think the relationships on that show outside their
romantic so good. Like, it's giving,
it makes me happy. That's like some of the best part. Like, some of the worst seasons of Love Island to watch are the ones where everybody hates each other.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the best seasons are the ones where people
they're like lifelong along. Friendships that you still hang out. You still see them outside of the
And it makes it more fun to watch, because you're not just listening to people who hate each other talk
to
each other.
I don't like a bully.
And so we get to the recoupling. Obviously, the couples we know that are locked in, we have Nicole and Kendall. We have Andrea and Rob, who have just been off in their little own world lately. We have, who else got together? Who else is in there?
Cordell
Serena. Oh, Kaylor and Aaron. Connor's ass chose
Leah,
which wasn't a surprise, but he threw shade at Janae.
He did, during the speech.
During his speech.
And we talked about this. We think that's so annoying.
Across the board.
Like, it's so annoying. Why are you talking about your old couple? Rob did it too. Like, again.
Yeah, I'm
it
like,
just
Rob.
Makes you cringe. It's like, it's not about them. It's about who you're coupling up with. That's so annoying.
Yeah, anytime someone gives a recoupling speech and they bring someone else up into their coupling speech, why?
What was the reason?
What truly, like, even like the there's oh what was it? There's like one where the girl's like, that was really mean. Was it this season? I don't know. I might be confusing them.
It was Leah. She said that was really mean.
Okay, speak your truth.
I was just like, let's just wrap this up.
Wrap it up then.
Wrap it up then. All right, the mic down.
All right,
yeah. Take off.
It was hard for me to listen to Migos after he died for a while.
Yeah.
Like, real hard. Okay. Predictions. Okay, so the couples we think are going to be in the bottom.
Hakeem and Janae.
I think Andrea and Rob could be on the chopping block. Because I feel like online people are still talking about it.
I'm not really online for... I'm not on the Twitter. Which on is the X.
Important to get the pulse of the people. Because, like, if they bring back the Twitter challenge, I guarantee almost all the tweets I favorited, one of them is going to be on the Twitter challenge. Online people are still beefing with Rob and Andrea, but Connor.
They were really
now
quiet last episode.
They were pretty quiet this episode.
I might have forgotten about them.
I don't know. I feel like the bottom couples could be Janae and Hakeem, or Connor and Rob and Andrea.
And from them, I personally think that it's going to be Connor because I think that people clocked how he was treating Janae, which she's a Villa favorite, and he's just Ken. And I think that the girl.
I fear they might send my girl Janae home if she is in the bottom couple.
Yeah.
Which they sucks. Feel like. Well, let's pretend like all three couples are in the chopping block right now, and one person.
If it were all three, it's Andrea because she's been there the least.
They're not gonna send Andrea home.
You don't think so?
They're gonna say she's because they're not gonna send Rob home because
they're
gonna
be like Janae tried.
They might say Janae's had opportunities.
She's had opportunities. Yeah, because that's what they do whenever they're like, "Fuck, I don't want to send them home." But
they could say the same thing about Hakeem.
I don't think they're sending Leah home.
don't.
What if they switched it up and they did like a game or something, and that is like how they choose who's gonna go home?
I doubt it. It's kind of hard. I'm gonna be really interested to see who goes home, because I don't know. I think it's whoever goes home is going to change. Because
they were crying when Hannah left, but
they've cried.
Whoever cries or whoever gets eliminated from this is more important out of the girls.
Yeah.
This is gonna be like
change the whole.
Not to like belittle the Hannah situation, but.
I just want to say,
one of the trio.
I just want to say, or if Serena and Cordell are in the bottom, they're not going to send Cordell home.
Serena's going home.
Serena's going home for sure.
If Serena's in the bottom, Serena's going home.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just don't like how they did my boy.
Yeah, they're not going to send Cordell home. Everybody loves that man. But it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. And I just don't want to see Kaylor cry again. Derogatory.
Derogatory. Is that her bit? Is that her bit? Not derogatory, derogatory. That's crazy. I like that.
Because, man. But, again, get you that sponsorship, baby.
Yeah.
Like,
Maybelline!
Because the makeup stays in place. You look good.
Taylor.
I'm just tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
But you look good. Yeah.
But, yeah. So, we actually are going to leave you on that note because...
We've got an episode of Love Island to watch.
And I have Orgla.
Mm-hmm. And we're kicking it off with a new week. And
we get the results of the vote.
And possibly Casa this week. So
that's another thing. We do think Casa might be coming up at the end of this week because this will be the end of like week three. So if the show is about like 6 weeks long, 5 weeks long, we should be getting Casa right around now. And I think it'll be really interesting. I still feel like there's so much to unpack between everybody who's still in there. So this is the first time I feel like Casa needs to slow down.
Yeah.
The first time I've ever felt that way, but I do need Casa to happen.
But I know it's gonna be so cinematic, and I'm so excited for it. And usually I'm not excited, and this is gonna be a hot take. I'm usually not excited for Casa because sometimes I feel like it drags. But I am really excited for it this year because everybody is just giving.
Mm-hmm. Good casting.
And I just know they're putting some bombshells. I've seen the bombshells so far. And if Miguel wasn't in the Casa house,
they got the clip loaded.
Baby. Be ready.
Yeah. So on that note,
toodaloo. As long as we at the island. I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yo. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island. He told me I'll be wildin'. Cause he always got me smiling, I can't stop. Yeah, he always got.